I'm Brandon Tabor for KASU News. It's been 100 years since hundreds of African Americans were slain in Phillips County near Elaine, Arkansas. KASU's Jonathan Reeves was at a dedication ceremony in Helena, West Helena, and files this report.
The Elaine Massacre was the deadliest race confrontation in the history of Arkansas. And according to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas, it was, quote, possibly the bloodiest racial conflict in the history of the United States, unquote. The conflict started on the night of September 30th, 1919, when 100 African Americans were gathered at a church 3 miles north of Elaine. Sharecroppers wanted better payments for their crops from the white plantation owners who dominated the area during the Jim Crow era. A union met to discuss the situation. Armed guards representing the workers' union were placed around the church, and a shootout occurred at that church. The next day, the Phillips County Sheriff went to arrest those who were involved in the shooting. What followed led to anywhere between 500 to 1,000 whites from surrounding counties coming to Elaine for a fight. White mobs killed many African Americans in and around Elaine. While 5 whites were killed, anywhere between 100 to several hundred African Americans were killed in the massacre. Yesterday's dedication ceremony was held at one of the sites of the violence. Founding executive director of the Absalom Jones Episcopal Center for Racial Healing in Atlanta, Dr. Catherine Meeks, tells why it's important to remember what happened 100 years ago.
So when somebody says, can't we get over it? Can't we quit talking about it? No, we can't. Until we get rid of the spirit that undergirds the systems of oppression everywhere on this planet.
Meeks' father was born in Elaine in 1919 and was a sharecropper. Meeks says his life was very hard.
I watched my father go year after year hoping as a sharecropper that he would get ahead, and he never did. I watched my illiterate father die as a penniless black man who hoped every year to be out of what is I call glorified slavery, which is what sharecropping was. I understand what that was all about. I understand it because I lived it.
She says the tragedy of the event is the loss of life from all sides.
The white people who killed the black people also died that day. And when they did die later in their lives, it is, as Dr. King says, it was a belated announcement of an earlier death. Because you cannot engage in those kinds of practices and activities and not be injured and not have your soul wounded and not be killed. So healing is not only for black folks, it is for white folks. And we have to be clear about that.
United States District Court Judge for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Brian Miller, says racial healing is extremely important and can take place at the site of the memorial, and that was the very site, the very block, where violence took place 100 years ago.
We all love our ancestors, and we all respect them. But we also accept the reality that they were not perfect. We understand that they were susceptible to human frailty. Because of this, we return to this block to announce that we will be vigilant not to repeat their mistakes. We return to this block to forgive one another and ask for forgiveness. We return to this block to accept that forgiveness and to allow ourselves to be redeemed.
While the memorial dedication ceremony took place yesterday in Helena, West Helena, a separate event recognizing the massacre occurred in Elaine yesterday at the exact same time. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.